amount of blast injuries as well, from the penetrating and blunt injuries from the force of the explosion, as well as some crush injuries where some debris had fallen on the patient.
That's Dr. Jason Smith at the University of Louisville Hospital. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. President-elect Donald Trump tapping more than a dozen appointees so far to hold key positions in his upcoming administration. They include Elon Musk and former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to head up a new department focused on eliminating government waste. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressing NATO leaders in Brussels this morning, saying that the U.S. will continue providing its current level of aid to Ukraine during President Biden's final months in office. This is ABC News.
This is Max FM News.
This is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM News Center. At the regular meeting of the City of Baraboo Common Council last night, they discussed how the city's referendum's failure to pass during last week's election will affect the city's 2025 budget, including possible cuts to services that could close the city pool and shared ride taxi service. On November 5th, the majority of City of Baraboo residents said no to an operational referendum, which would have meant a $2 million tax levy increase to maintain the city's current level of service, including staffing key positions and maintaining city facilities and programs. In the Tuesday meeting, the council members discussed how they could respond, including a proposal to close the city's pool for the 2025 season. The pool requires funds for repairs as well as basic maintenance, officials said. However, many community members voiced support to keep the pool open next year, and the council discussed possible funding options to keep the pool in the budget. One option is to reallocate a portion of funds from the parks amenities budget to the pool, in addition to community fundraising. The council also discussed removing the city's shared ride taxi service from the next version of the budget due to rising contract costs. The current budget plan also proposes items like increased event permit fees, increased parking fines, and a delay in hiring a park director. Baraboo Mayor Rob Nelson said many of the economic challenges the city is facing are structural and built into the state's funding formula for municipalities.
Until the legislature gives us some additional tools in our toolbox to try to raise revenue and pay our bills, we're going to always be looking for ways we can cut things. And so the items that we would be looking at for 2025 are basically the start, because the picture doesn't really look any better in 2026 or beyond. And so then you're going to have to look at additional things to be cut.
While the budget isn't set in stone yet, Nelson said the council will have to make some tough cost-cutting decisions in the coming weeks.
They are all trying to do the best job that they can with limited resources. Nobody wants to impose cuts that are going to be hurtful to portions of our population. Everybody's trying to do what they can to maintain the vitality and the health of the Baraboo community. And, you know, it's not an easy job.
The proposed budget is set to be discussed at the next Common Council meeting on Tuesday, November 26th at 7 p.m. at the City Council Chambers. This is Dave from the 99.7 Max FM News Center. For more news, visit max.fm.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers developing by mid to late afternoon. We'll get to around 50 for a high tonight. Rain likely. We could end up with about a quarter inch by the time it all ends tomorrow morning. Our low 41 tomorrow. Showers in the morning, cloudy all day with a high near 50. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 36.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:03 on Wednesday morning. A little chilly out there. Make sure you put that coat on. Here is Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me on Max FM.
Stand me, look my way.
And more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Took a little rock the cradle.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:12 on Wednesday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds with a high of 50. Tonight, rain is likely, a low of 42. On Thursday, a slight chance of morning showers, turning mostly cloudy with a high of 51. On Friday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high of 53. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 56. On Sunday, we do have a slight chance of afternoon showers, partly sunny with a high of 57. Currently 33 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dave. I am doing great. How are you doing yourself?
Good morning. Doing good. We've had some internet shenanigans or something going on this morning. So we've been kind of keeping an eye on those. And I see some other things are happening here on my other chat screen. So monitoring that. So had an interesting start to the morning, to say the least, already, but we're here. If something does happen, I'm prepared to go to plan B. Let's put it that way.
You always have a plan B and C and D, because Dave is a man of many hats. So when you have many hats, you have to have many plans. So thank you for working on the things. And thank you all of you out there who are also helping. Good morning to all the listeners out there. Thanks for joining us this morning. And we'll just keep on moving through like we do. And we'll make it a good morning, no matter what's going on, right?
That's exactly it. I mean, we're halfway through the work week, if you look at it. Yeah. All right, we're at Wednesday, so that's a good thing. I'm excited about that part. It seems like it should be Thursday or Friday the week, the way this week has gone already. So,
you know, it does. It feels a little like, I don't know, like I had somebody one time quote something about that life can be short but wide, like as in like lots are going on in the periphery of your life, right? And so you want to kind of make sure to be looking sideways. It feels like this week is a wide week. Like there's just a lot going on that makes it feel big. There's a lot of cool stuff going on too. So we've had some fun announcements and a lot of things moving around, right?
We have, and I was actually in the New Max FM studios yesterday. And was there last night, actually, as well. We had our friends at Radio Shack. They were up running some wires onto the roof of the building. And so wanted to get that done before the rain comes in later today. And I give them kudos. It was dark by the time they got done last night. And to be up on the roof of a building in the dark, I don't envy them. And then they were crawling in a crawl space to get wires into the new studio as well. I'm like, yeah. I'm glad it wasn't me. I don't think I'd fit in that crawl space either. That's the other part of it.
Yeah, you know, and I've been up on that roof before, and it's a big roof, and it's flat. So at least you're not, like, you know, scaling up a peaked roof with ropes like I see some roofers do, which I'm always like, wow, like, these guys, their moms must be so worried about them all the time. They just seem like they're just fine up on the roof, just walking around. But yeah, at least that roof is flat, but it doesn't matter. It's really high. It's a tall building. It is dark out and crawling around. I mean, anyways, give them a round of applause because they are working hard to make it happen, just like all of us, right? So,
yep.
But, you know, moving stuff changing locations and things does, you know, you are still affected by weather. Although we're on the radio, not everything happens inside. You know, there's things that need to happen outside. So we are a bit weather dependent on all of this. But
it's a good thing. And that's exactly it. And so for us, I mean, everyone was kind of laughing that saw me yesterday because I was literally in jeans and a t-shirt. I had work clothes on yesterday because we were moving stuff. We got some racks into the new studio yesterday. And so I'm not going to wear nice clothes while I'm doing that stuff. I mean, we were crawling around an AM tower site yesterday. So we thank Eric for coming in and helping with that yesterday. We're going to have Drew on site today. We found out late last night after we got done with all the wiring shenanigans last night that we may have our permanent internet connection. Hopefully, I got some additional details on that. So all good things. A lot of things have to happen to get a parade production in place. So we talk about that, that's next Saturday already, November 23rd. That'll be in downtown Baraboo. The Baraboo Light Parade is going to kick off at 6 p.m. We're going to cover that live here on Civic Media and Max FM. You can go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page to stream it. Or we're partnering with Baraboo Broadcasting. We'll have that on cable channel 10 and antenna TV 43. So lots of viewing options, and we're excited about that. We're excited to be broadcasting from that location at 3rd and Oak. So that is going to help us out with our location things. And the nice part is, not everyone's going to be freezing their tails off no matter what the weather decides to do.
Exactly. I probably will be, unless it's like really nice out and balmy, which is, you know, a word I like to use when it's unseasonably warm.
Right.
But I probably will be out in the elements a little bit more because I will be on, I believe, and this is in the works, but okay. I believe I will be on a lit up golf cart and lit up myself, traveling around the square in the parade. So if you are out there listening and you want to see some funny things, and this parade is really special because, you know, there, you know, obviously there's a ton of different holiday activities that happen pretty much starting like now and definitely starting around Thanksgiving and then between Thanksgiving and the end of December. There's tons of things you get involved in. This parade is really interesting because you pretty much most of the things you do to go see quote unquote holiday stuff tends to either be indoors at night or outdoors during the day. Well, this is outdoors at night. So you get to see just really the artistic expression of what lighting can do in a moving way. Like, it's so cool that you don't, you know, you see what you see, you know, you know who you're looking at kind of, but you're also looking at people's expression of what they can do with lights and lights in motion. So it's really a neat concept. And I'll be with, so Weikert Realtors, great day. It, you know, I work with all those nice folks over there and we have a little red golf cart that we're going to drive in the parade. And I just thought I might as well just, you know, wrap myself in lights. So we're going to see how it goes. And I think it'll be really fun to do that. So keep your eyes open for us. There might be a bright yellow lit up bear also walking with us. So little nice teases of what might be happening in the parade itself. And then I'll also be around for the broadcast, you know, all hands on deck for that. So it's going to be super fun. I can't wait. It's coming up quick and it's going to be a blur of lights and we're all looking forward to it.
So it brings a whole new definition to Emily getting lit. So in case anyone's curious, she's talking about the lights.
Oh, that's thanks, Dave. It's a little early for that kind of conversation. Although yesterday, I think we were talking about happy hour at like 8 a.m.
We were. No themes here, but no. Again,
it was literally International Happy Hour Day. So, you know, we were just reporting the news, dude. Like, we were just reporting the news. No blame on anyone, and we're just trying to be funny and entertain, and that's what we do here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes it comes at the expense of making fun of each other. And that's okay. And I'm pretty sure that's why they hired us both. So that's
it
fine.
Is. And so my happy hour was very exciting. And you aren't even going to guess what I drank for my happy hour last night.
You didn't have another pot of coffee, did you?
No.
Great. Good. How did you get to sleep?
Right. I had a great, this is lovely, ice cold water.
Oh, that's always good for you. Water is really good for you. I think that's a really good plan considering how much work is happening and the fact that there was roof climbing things happening. Water was probably good for you for happy hour yesterday.
Yeah, that was my exciting happy hour in case anyone was curious. So yeah, that was kind of funny. So we got a good chuckle out of that. And before I forget, if you are celebrating birthday or anniversary, text that into us, 608-355-9970. Also want to touch on a brief weather thing. I've seen some things floating around out on social media talking about possible snowstorms next week. I want to kind of just debunk that a little bit. I did check in with one of our forecasters last night who is an expert in the field. And yes, there's always a possibility we're going to get snow. It's Wisconsin, right? It is November. But don't believe everything that you see on social media. I'm going to say that right now. Not everything is 100% accurate. Sometimes people like to get some information out there, try to have some breaking information that they feel is time appropriate, and it's going to get people to click on it. That's what it ultimately comes down to. So I've seen some of this shared out there. I've been looking at models and so forth. Yes, we can have a chance of snow anytime. It's November. We probably won't see a snowstorm next week. I'm not going to say it won't happen, but it's probably not likely. What do we know is, yes, we could have some sort of precipitation next week. With the warm weather trends we've had, we're probably looking at warmer weather. And so that's why I just, you got to take it with a grain of salt. No one can predict the weather almost 2 weeks out either. I mean, I don't care how good somebody is. You can't get that 10 days out. So something to bear in mind is you see some of that stuff on social media. Don't let it scare you. And we have expert meteorologists here who keep an eye on everything. So tune in here. We'll make sure you know what's going on. And obviously, we break in whenever something is going to be happening or we know something that's going to be happening. We have a full staff of meteorologists, and that's ultimately what it comes down to. Looking at next week, and I did look at some temperatures, did a little bit of forecasting. We're looking highs in the 50s and lows in the high 30s next week. So, yes, we do have rain chances next week, and that is definitely a possibility throughout next week. I even kind of forecasted ahead till next Saturday, the 23rd. And right now I'm looking at we're looking at highs maybe in the high 30s. And lows right around 30. So that's what I'm looking at for next Saturday already. I don't see any snowstorms coming into our area. I do see some rain chances. So just be careful what you look at on social media, right, Emily?
I mean, that's pretty much a common theme with all the things. I mean, I remember, I'll date myself a little bit, but you know, before the internet, I remember, you know, the comments, that sounds like so scary before the internet,
before
like it's like
internet.
So old timey, right?
Right.
Like we were carrying lanterns and riding horses too. Like, we were still driving cars and going shopping and like all the things that teens and young people did. But anyways, before the internet, yeah, I remember the common statement always was like, don't believe everything you read, right? And they were talking about newspapers and they were talking about books and they were talking about magazines more like, because that was really kind of what, you know, newsworthy newspapers, of course. But, you know, there was all kinds of stuff out there, tabloids and things that kind of, I think, social media has a little bit taken the place of in a certain sense, but it's way more intense, complicated, complex, and probably more harmful too, because you don't have to go look at the magazine, but social media comes at you without even really choosing sometimes.
Right.
But anyhow, yeah. And then, you know, kind of when the internet started to be a thing in which information was coming out, people kind of used it as a source of truth for a little while at the beginning, because we weren't sure. There was definitely a level of distrust, right? But there was like, oh, it's online. It must be something.
Right.
Like, not everybody had a chance. You couldn't just post. Not every regular person could put something online, right?
No.
Because it was code and it was like you had to have access from a certain specific technological place in your career, right? So it did feel like it was must be put out by some real smart people who did all the research. Well, it turns out, you know, that was not the case at all. And then it continued to become kind of a play. You just have to be careful, like Dave said, where you're getting your information. There's so much information and noise out there to try to weed through in terms of facts, right? So, you know, just be careful out there. And you know, there's all these studies about the things that you read online and especially social media stuff, you know, affecting the way that you feel throughout your day. So just be thoughtful about that. You know, if it's real and it's in front of you, then it's happening. If it's on your phone and it's coming at you from a source that you don't recognize or just at all, like just try to just focus on the things in front of you in reality, because sometimes it can be a little daunting to not lean into that kind of stuff. But yeah, you just don't know. So, and weather is like the thing that does affect us a lot. So
it does.
Definitely wait until those few day forecasts are usually a little bit more right on than those, you know, 2 weeks out kind of things. Cause that's just, I think forecasting the weather is quite amazing myself. I'd love to learn more about it. We've got some great folks on staff, like you said, that already are professionals at that and do a great job, but you can't just guess, cause you're going to mess up somebody's day next week.
Exactly.
Change their plans.
Yeah, so just, yeah, let's not get too excited. And so I just want to bring that up. And, you know, Wheel of Fortune, we got to talk briefly about that. And we say this all the time, but we never stop getting new contenders. This might be the worst Wheel of Fortune guess ever. On Monday's show, one of the puzzle answers was, give yourself a round of applause. And there were enough answers to make it pretty obvious. And Emily, did you see what they guessed?
Yeah, so it says the individual said, treat yourself to a round of sausage. Like, what? Like, I don't know how that is something that they, this game show is, you know, you're unscripted. Afraid for the most part. So you really don't know what is going to come out of the mouths of the contestants because they're just regular humans, you know, unless they're like, you know, the celebrity week or whatever. And sometimes that's even more wild. But
it's his
contestant named Will Jordan guessed, treat yourself to a round of sausage? Question mark, question mark, question mark. The next contestant successfully solved it. And Ryan Seacrest, who we know is now the host, said, quote, although Will, I kind of like yours better. End quote. I thought that was great. Like, why not? Just enjoy the moment of the goof, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, it goes on. There's some folks that commented on it. And it says, I tell you, when the lights are on and you know the stars and Ryan Seacrest, Vanna White, I just went blank. So there's just some funny reactions, I guess, to say. And I have to say, Wheel of Fortune, love that show. Like, I just, it's all... There's just some good memories in my childhood of that. That was one of the ones that my whole family would sit around and cheer for because it was really exciting. And it was like,
it was
to luck, kind of, you know, you spin the wheel. So you didn't have to be a super smarty pants to win that one. You just had to have a good spin sometimes. So I don't know. It's kind of fun.
It is. And I could see how my mind would go completely blank. So I feel for Will, you know, and, you know, we always talk about, you know, we have Johnsonville Sausage Company in the state of Wisconsin and Clements and many others. So I can see it. Now I'm already hungry. See, we circled right back to food, Emily. So that's how
always
we roll here.
Always do.
Always do.
I mean, they call it breakfast for a reason, right? Breakfast is what we need at this time of the day. And I don't know, you know. I know you've had some long days recently, but you still hopefully get a good night's sleep and you're, you know, it is a fast. We need to break it with some food. And now it sounds like breakfast sausage might be on the brain.
That and a lot of other things. So, all right, Emily. So you'll be back with me right around 7:50. We'll talk about birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating today, please text those in 608-355-9970. Or if you know someone that is, we're also going to have an interview with a book author, a person that's involved with a book that's going to be here on Friday night over at the Village Book. Booksmith, Emily. So I'm going to have that up in just a few moments.
Sounds good.
All right. We will be back with you shortly on Max FM.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at Pals.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
Maximum hits, Max FM. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joined by Ellen. Ellen, how are you doing today?
I'm just fine, thanks.
Ellen, thank you for joining us. The reason that you're here today, we're going to be talking about a book that Marcy West wrote, Protecting Paradise in the Driftless, How the Kickapoo Valley Reserve Came to Be. You and Marcy will be at the Village Booksmith on November 15th at 7 p.m., correct?
That's correct.
And so you guys are going to have an opportunity to meet the author. I bet Marcy will even sign the book for you, probably, right, Alan?
Oh, I'm sure she will.
And so this looks like it's a very interesting book. So what I'd like you to do, Alan, just kind of tell me about how this all came to fruition.
Well, it goes way back to a federal flood control dam project in the Kickapoo started in the early 60s, and the Army Corps of Engineers bought 140 farms just north of Lafarge, tore them all down, built 80% of a dam, relocated 6 miles of highway that would have been at the bottom of a river, and then it stopped in 1972 for a number of environmental and cost reasons.
Okay, so that project just came to a complete standstill, and then what got it going again?
Well, there was a period of almost 20 years where people were very angry. Some people wanted their farms back. Some people were wanting the lake to go in because they were speculating on tourism development, etc. One man built a 10-room motel in Lafarge. Nothing happened. And finally, after all that, and the last lawsuits were finally dismissed, local people realized neither is going to happen. We're not going to get our farms back and the lake's not going to happen.
So all of a sudden, everyone realized, okay, we've got a big issue here and something needs to be done to get this to move forward. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I was working for University Extension at the time here in Sauk County. Still live here in Baraboo. And I got asked to go over and facilitate a process to look at a different solution.
And what was that solution, Alan?
Well, ultimately, the local people said, well, if it can't be a lake and it can't be get our land back, let's do something positive with it. They proposed a reserve. Wouldn't be part of DNR, wouldn't be part of the Wildcat Martin State Park. It would be something kind of controlled by local people. There's a local management board, and this is a very unique example in the state. Almost only one or two other properties in the state have a local management.
And that's something very unique, not just to the state, but kind of federally as well.
It is. And along the way, in the process of developing some state legislation, the Ho-Chunk tribe was interested in getting some of the property. They ended up getting 1,200 acres of the 8,500 acres. So there's a co-management between the tribe and the state of Wisconsin.
And this eventually led to an environmental impact study, and things started to progress forward. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, it was a very complicated, it was an interesting local grassroots idea, had to get run through federal government and state government. In the end, and local people who were still angry. And in the end, they found great consensus. So it passed the state legislature unanimously. Tommy Thompson was governor at the time. It went through the federal rules and regulations, and a local management board was created. And Marcy West, who was the author of the book, was hired. And the book is really about what she did as manager, the executive director for 25 years to implement this very unique and unusual way of managing land. It's state-owned, but managed by local people.
And so Marcy was instrumental in making this happen. And so she wrote a book about it. And what's a brief overview of how this all ended up, Alan?
Well, it took a while. It took me when I was there about almost 4 years to get work through the process and get federal and state legislation developed. Then Marcy, when she was hired for the first couple of years, worked out a joint management plan between the tribe and the state. And as my understanding, there's no other example like this in the nation of a co-managed property. Very unique. And then there's just implementing how you manage this piece of property. There's camping, there's hiking, there's canoeing, they have events, there's lots of educational stuff, there's a visitor center there, the schools come and visit. Just getting that all to work, getting local people involved. It's a real success story and very unusual.
And it definitely sounds like a cooperative team effort, for lack of a better way to put it, correct?
Oh, very much so. It's in that regard, there's local units of government who nominate people to sit on the local board. So the county and the townships and the villages nominate people. The Ho-Chunk tribe has two representatives on the board. And I think the state has a couple of not local people on it. All those people are approved by the governor, whoever sits there at the time. And they meet monthly and just deal with stuff like a city council or town board would. How do you pay the bills? What kind of programs are you going to do? But Along the way, there was always controversy. Should we do this or should we not do that? Those sorts of things would come up occasionally, and they would have to sort that out.
And they eventually were able to sort them all out and make this thing happen when it comes down to it.
Oh, very much so. And so today, this thing that was literally divided the community, and when the project stopped in 1962, Senator Proxmire pulled out his federal support for it. That was a divided community. And today, local people just think it's great. I've had people say it's my back 8,000 acres.
Right, and it was preserving a very important area in this state and in this whole area.
Exactly. Just very scenic, tremendously. If you've never been over to the Kickapoo River Valley, it's a fabulously scenic area.
And you have an opportunity to meet Alan and talk to him about this. Again, that's November 15th at 7 p.m. at the Village Booksmith. That'll happen here in Baraboo. Marcy will be there as well. She'll probably autograph the book with you, and you can get your picture taken with him. And Alan, we appreciate you joining us today to talk about a little bit of the history that led up to this. So important that, and I think the thing that is really key to me in talking with you was the team effort to make this happen and working together.
Oh, yeah. Really tremendous team effort and support all the way around.
And that's what it's all about. Teamwork, working together. And you get a chance to read about this in Marcy's book. Again, this is Protecting Paradise in the Driftless, How the Kickapoo Valley Reserve Came to Be. Again, that's November 15th at 7 p.m. at the Village Booksmith. You can meet the author and some of those that were involved in this project. Alan, anything you want to add today?
No, I just think it's a nice opportunity. Marcy and her husband lived here when she was hired to... So she has a fond spot for Baraboo, and you can meet the author.
And that's one of the neat things you get to do is meet the author, meet the people that were involved with this. Again, that's November 15th, 7 p.m. at the Village Booksmith. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the small...